apparently he's
back on the Pam Anderson. What's going on?
No. Apparently he's up to some bad stuff. Josh knows. Josh has got the scoop.
Good.
We're going to talk about the state of surfing in Santa Cruz and what we all want. The Titans and Mavericks thing. Let's have a go at that.
What's up with Kelly Slater and his ex, Pamela, and Julian Assange? Is that
I don't know. You know?
I've been seeing some stuff.
Hmm. Well, look what you rolled in with.
Enough about that.
She doesn't... No names. No names.
Hiding off the TV. The crowd can't see her right now.
The crowd's actually, on camera.
I take it back.
Oh!
They can see her from the neck down right now. Yeah.
Look what you rolled in with.
Hey, I'm a weirdo for Yahoo.
Okay.
Anyway.
What do you want to talk about? We always ask this. It's your stage. You came in here. Go. You know, I got some things I want to say. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so as of...
I'm going to have some sashimi. So you go there and you go. Talk.
Mm-hmm.
As of 7 minutes ago, the Santa Cruz Port District is having a community meeting in regards to the upping of their rent rates for slip renters. Which is kind of odd because their new $4 million dredge that actually cost $5 million hasn't been doing its job. And most of the boaters, the majority, I'd say like 95% of the boats in that harbor can't access, they can't leave and they can't come back in because there's too much sand there. So someone's failing and it needs to be addressed. TC?
You're preaching to the choir over here. Okay, I mean, this is not the first year that we've had to deal with this. First off, I'm like a 20-year slip holder down at Santa Cruz Harbor, and for a long time I've said that they care more about their flowers than they do about the boaters. But with that being said, I think that it's kind of like it should be based on how often we can go boating. Because if they provide us a harbor but lock the door, is that a harbor?
And collect the rent.
Right.
Lock the door and collect the rent.
Right.
It's like renting out your vacation rental, but you can't really actually...
You can't leave the yard.
You can't go really... You could go in, but you can't sleep there. You can't, like, play there, but you have the keys.
Right. Okay, so what's the lawyer's solution?
Hire a proficient dredge crew. Maybe even get some money to hire a second or third dredge crew that would go out and actually dredge 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Forget all the political mumbo jumbo that's involved with that.
That's easy to say that, but that place is run like a its own little island, its own little dictatorship down there, right?
They're their own city.
Right, their own city.
They do what they want. On Sunday, I went boating. Believe it or not, there was no swell, and I was able to get out at high tide. But
how'd you get back?
You went and did
a little spin around and came back in?
Well, my point being is that Sunday, that dredge was locked up.
Yeah.
And it's been locked up for a good week and a half, 2 weeks since the tender burned their motor up.
Isn't it the same thing when that fire happened with Doug Schroeder's boat caught fire?
Right.
And they had the fireboat, the brand new. How many did they spend on that fireboat?
I don't know, but the fireboat never left the dock.
No. And I personally know one of the three operators that's qualified to run that boat, and they were never called.
Never called.
If one guy out of three was not notified that, hey, there's an issue, come down with your key and, like, fire that baby up.
No, right.
That's
didn't just happen.
And that fireboat is 108 feet away from where those boats
they
are.
They literally
wouldn't have to move. Well, they just shoot the ship.
No, they could just, like, just stay where they are.
Right.
My boat is on that dock that burned. But my neighbor said that there were firemen standing on the fireboat watching the fire.
Okay.
But they actually didn't turn it on.
That's what's going on in the harbor.
Well, you know, the thing about the rents is, I understand. Rents go up, right? That's just what happens in life. But you get for what you pay for. And right now, I don't think the boating community is really getting the services that they're paying for.
No. If you can't leave, that's ridiculous. You should get some kind of...
And this is
rebate?
This is not just for boaters. This is for any business at the harbor, too. They want to raise the rents across the board on everybody. And And it's always interesting to see. I heard who runs it?
Lisa Eckers.
Lisa Eckers. I heard she got a sweet raise.
She's a gem.
Yeah, we've blasted her on the radio show a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Well, good.
Remember the dog jam? Remember?
And
they wanted to do the dog jam.
Well, Neil, tell us what happened with Miss Lisa.
I had this dog show on water called the Dog Jam. And, paddle boards with dogs on it. And tons of people loved it. Chuck Eisenstock said, this is the most fun event we've ever had at the harbor.
The mayor, Hillary Bryant,
everyone
showed up
came
for
down.
It.
I mean, raised a whole bunch of money for the animal shelter, SPCA.
No, and for the read books, kids.
Tales for Tales. But
yes.
Kids.
Every penny was given to little kids.
Yeah, every penny. And then when she came along, goes, uh-uh, no more. No permit. Permits for $100. No. You can't do it. It was an hour long.
It was an hour
morning,
long,
right?
Yeah, an hour long. It was an hour long event in the harbor. Didn't cause any problems. We picked up every piece of trash. I think we had one piece of trash.
So when Molly got the no, we blasted her on the air.
Yeah, and then remember she wouldn't return your emails.
No. So you know what, Lisa?
Yeah. There you have it.
What was the word you used?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Lisa.
I mean, it's a beautiful harbor, and I hope they can figure out how to run their dredge.
I love the show.
You know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone went to the meeting, maybe call us up. Let us know how it went.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Rat Boy, you said you were going. Let me know.
Yeah. Right. So sure, anyone that possibly may have some word on the rent
Rock
increase.
Rockhold there? Matt's there?
No, he's got a cush job over at Buell Wetsuits.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. His boat's getting a little mossy like mine.
Speaking of Buell Wetsuits, that's stuff going on. It's got stuff going on down there.
Well, they're moving to their brand new headquarters.
Yeah. Danny Keith out.
Well, yep. The brand new headquarters.
Duke Brower in.
Hmm. Yep.
Duke left surfing.
Yeah.
Duke left
things
surfing.
Things are changing on the. Things are changing. The state of surfing is changing.
Hey,
speaking of the state of surfing,
Luke Rockhold is going to start punching guys out if they don't want to wear a Buell wetsuit. True.
That's some good marketing right there.
That is good marketing.
You see, you can't go surf if Luke's out there.
His brother Matt's a director of marketing.
Yeah, he's the dude.
Yep, I know.
Okay.
What do you know?
The state of surfing. Should we talk about Titans and Mavs?
What?
I'd love to.
Well, I mean...
Hang on.
Okay.
Should we go to... Hang on, let me give away... I'm not giving away anything right now. I'm going to give away... Let's go to commercial break.
I'm going to have another piece of this tuna, by the way.
I know, hang on a second. I got to do this real quick. Before we go to break, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lighthouse Bank. Anybody here got any money? Josh, you don't.
No.
Heather, you got any... Heather's sister Nicole's in the house. do you have any money? You got lots of money. TC's got plenty of money. Take it, get it out of Wells Fargo, B of A. Take it down to Lighthouse Bank downtown. Let me tell you something else. Rosie, who does the morning show, loves it there. You know why? Because she can take a dog in there. Lighthouse Bank, and John Sisk, John, right? Is he a great guy? Just nod. Yeah, this person over here is nodding because John's a great guy. I even do yoga with the damn. We have a lot of fun in yoga. Anyway, check out Lighthouse Bank right down there by the clock tower. Member FDIC, Neil, TC, Josh Lawyer, and the mystery audience is in the house. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days. And try some of our homemade Pog, passion orange guava juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
Hi, it's Julie.
And Simon.
From Toyota of Santa Cruz. And we want to thank you for 2016, our best year ever.
It was an amazing year for pre-owned and new sales. We just want to thank everyone for coming out and making 2016 a success.
So here's what I want to say. We have no parking. We have so many cars because we are killing it. You don't ever have to drive to San Jose ever again to get the best deal that you think you're going to get, because you're going to get it right here in Capitola at Toyota of Santa Cruz, new and used. Tell them about our Tacomas.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have the largest pre-owned inventory in the Santa Cruz County. Right now we have 32 Tacomas in stock. We have every model you could look for, two-wheel drive, 4x4, crew cab, regular cab. You need a Tacoma, start online at santacruztoyota.com.
See, we're bitching. Toyota of Santa Cruz. And if we don't have it, we'll get it. Highway 1 at 41st Avenue in Capitola. I've been saying that for 30 years.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
And we are back eating sashimi on the Off-Lip Radio Show. Man, it's so good. Whew, damn. Can I say that? This portion of the show is brought to you by Britannia Arms in Capitola. I was there this afternoon for lunch, watched my team get beat. They have all the soccer games down there. What are you doing, TC?
Nothing.
Why are you?
I'm just laughing.
What are you laughing at?
Well, because our secret guest, who wanted to be a secret, is clearly on our Facebook Live right now.
Oh, that's right. We're on Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what we look like, just go to
Santa Cruz
Waves.
I changed the camera angle a little bit, and it really...
Going on right now from 7 to 10 p.m., it is a songwriter's showcase at the Britannia Arms. So, TC, we can get on there and sing him a song, because we're really good singers.
We are super good singers.
It's right down there in Capitola. They got raffle tickets. They got all kinds of stuff going on. It starts last week. So you get down there, a songwriter's showcase, the Britannia Arms in Capitola. You know, get down there for some
is
good...
Is Capitola the same as Capitola?
Here we go. Is that lawyer with an R on the end?
Lawyer. Hey, you might need one at the end of this show.
Yeah, at least the records would be up my ass.
Uh-huh.
You're getting sued.
Huh?
No, nothing.
Nah.
Titans and Mavericks. Let's have a... Well, you know what? Let's just dig everybody up today on this show.
Well, I'm kind of curious, I guess.
The lawyer's take on the...
You've been involved, Josh, for a long time up there. What's going on with it?
Personally, I think that event has had two awesome years. The very first 2 years that the event took place was, the first year was in 99 when Quicksilver was involved. They came in. It was a new thing. It was fresh. They had big hopes. After the second year, they ended up with a bad taste in their mouth with dealing with kind of like the founder of the surf spot.
Are you mentioning any names?
Not really. Just
wait. I thought you want to come on. What are you commenting for?
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. I don't know. He's a friend of mine.
Right.
I just don't. You know. I clearly see that there was issues from the beginning with him being involved in the event. So Quicksilver backed out, and then from then for the next 15 plus years, it was an ongoing. Poop show, can I say that?
Yeah.
A poop show just like
crap show.
Bad decisions and, you know, lack of sponsorship, lack of loyalty, dedication to like what the real what they really wanted to do is to, like, run a contest for the surfers that surf out there. You know, the guys that, like, dedicate their lives and their careers to surfing big waves and spending time at Mavericks. And that ended up just not being the case. So the competitors were year after year shoved aside because of politics and because of lack of funding and the political infighting of the infrastructure of the event. It was the athletes that took the brunt of the bad part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
why is it that Eddie Aikau event was so successful? Because it was a dedication and, like, cooperation with everybody striving for one thing, which was, like, to, like, promote the guys and do a good thing and to represent someone, Eddie Aikau, and do it in, like, a really professional manner and right. be honest about it.
Right.
So I think just over time, that became the issue. No one, it was like the event was polluted. It was toxic and tainted, and no one wanted to deal with it.
Jinxed?
Not jinxed.
Well, you know, Skin Dog calls it a curse.
Right.
It was just around
harmony. Yeah. I mean,
pretty much.
He says there's a curse to the contest.
Did you like the way the Titans and Mavericks set it up? As it seemed like it was more for the athletes. They made a big production out of who was surfing, and
The Titans and Mavericks, I think they had some really good ideas. You know, there was their thing where they would, like, week after week, they'd announce, like, the
right.
newest invitee,
right.
which, you know, made suspense and, you know, intrigue. But it was kind of like a showy thing more than, you know, like, when the Eddie comes,
right.
there's the list. There's a list of the invitees. There's a list of the alternates.
Right.
That's it. You know, enough show and glow. It's
right.
like, it's a real thing. In the bottom line, they tried to make it a little bit too Hollywood and tried to use that as a vehicle to promote their brand, which, I don't know, like, yeah, of course, every surf competition, it's based around marketing, whether it's Rip Curl or Quicksilver or Hurley or whoever's, you know, putting on the money,
right.
throwing out the money.
Right.
They're trying to, like, make their company make more money. But I think, like, they took it to a level to where they're pissing money away with red carpets and Lamborghinis and, you know, the Ritz-Carlton and all right. this stuff. They like to put that money back into the purse of the event and, you know, give the guy that wins, like, $100,000. What'd the guy at Pebble Beach make last month? $1.3 million. What'd second place make? $900,000.
Plus, those people who were in that golf at the AT&T or whatever golf contest knew, even if they were in 126th place, they knew what they were going to win.
They're going to make more than the winner of the Titans of Mavericks event.
Right. But I think some of the athletes, and we know one of them in particular, that he came in third or fourth.
Fourth.
And he had no idea what he won.
This is like 4 days after the contest.
Right, no clue. I mean, if you come in 50th in a PGA event, you know how much you win. You win 50th place purse.
Well, I thought it was interesting because most big contests, like Josh said, are always supported by a brand. And Titans tried to be a brand, but they're not a brand. And so I think part of the financial crisis we're having now is they were throwing money around like a brand, but they weren't a brand.
No, go online. Google them. What did they do? What did they sell?
Well, and that's
I don't know.
I can't figure it out either. I looked. Like, I don't know, like, what can I buy from you?
Well, that's tough. And it, so, like, a step back. A Rip Curl, a Billabong, a Volcom, they sponsor an event so that people in the marketplace see a cool thing happening from a brand and might go buy a T-shirt. I felt like Titans came into this to sell the media of it. Not you know, like, they're when I, from talking with Griff and here, he came in and told us this was going to be the biggest thing ever.
It was going to be the World Series.
The Super Bowl of surf right. contests. And it was all about TV commercials and distribution. And I think that's kind of in hindsight now, we saw it backfired.
Good. Joe from Happy Valley. on the phone.
Hey.
He wants to talk to Mr. Happy. Joe. Are you there? Hello. Joe's there. Where's Joe? Oh, no, here we go. Joe.
Okay.
Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. First off, you know what? They need to keep it real. It's a serve contest. It doesn't have to be 3 days of Lollapalooza of what they wanted and stuff. I mean, seriously, keep it as a serve contest. It doesn't have to be a giant stream thing with music and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And the one person that might be cursed is Skin Dog Collins himself. He needs to act like an adult and not a kid, beating people up over that are learning how to surf in Capitola and poking sticks at homeless people and stuff does not give Mr. Skin Dog Collins any good points in my book. Get a clue, Skin Dog. Behave like an adult like you are, bro.
All right.
That was Joe from Happy Valley.
You know, what's funny is, this is another thing about the Titans coming in, is they took away all that Lollapalooza atmosphere. And I'm sure that saved a lot of money, too. But at the same time, I think that was part of their plan, was to reduce the circus and have it be more about a surf contest.
Would you take Joe from Happy Valley out fishing with you?
Yeah, if he wants to bring Ken Skin Dog Collins out in like a pair of cement boots, let's do it. No, just kidding, Skinny. I love you.
Well, I haven't heard of Skin Dog beating up people down at Capitola, but that's.
Yeah, I don't. Me neither. Anyway, if you had the keys to the car, Mavericks, what would you do for a contest? Let's say after this mess has got sorted out, lawyers, president of the new Mavericks. What would you do?
I'd stand down my presidency and I'd hand the keys over to Pete Mel and I'd give it to the WSL and let them run it.
Okay.
100%.
Well, don't you think? I mean, I kind of think that's what could happen. I don't think of anyone else that's really capable of taking over.
No. Well, the deal now is with Cartel's bankruptcy deal. Whoever is interested in that event has to buy them out. They have got to buy out those permits, and they have to buy them out of their debt to do it. I'm pretty sure it's right.
Or
what I've heard.
Or it just expires.
Do they expire?
They do.
Yeah, after X amount of years, it will expire.
I think they have 2 more years, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they did a 3-year deal.
But yeah.
For someone to buy them out, and already to stick money that direction to buy permits and not make any money on the car. No one's going to do it.
No one's going to do it. Well,
that's not a good business decision.
Well, you know, another bad thing about it, too, is that I would be really curious to hear how much a permit is for the Eddie. Because a permit process, it's a 6-figure event to put on a contest in Half Moon Bay.
I think the rate of the permits has multiplied exponentially within the last few years. It used to be like an event permit just for the site. And then, you know, they have to pay a little bit to, like, overtime for sheriffs and, law enforcement, fire, whatever, yada, yada.
Right.
Now they just keep tacking on more and more and more, like, different things. And, like, all of a sudden, like, I think, you know, it was, like, in the $300,000 mark just for permits or something, which is, like, ridiculous. I might be wrong because
I heard it was $100,000.
I thought it was $100,000.
Yeah, but even still.
Well, $300,000 sounds better, so let's go with that.
But still, a permit for an event like that, I mean, that's a recipe to fail almost, you know, from that
sponsor.
Process. Yeah.
You're listening to the Off-Late Radio Show right here, KSCO, streaming live on Facebook with Santa Cruz Waves. So if you want to see what the handsome guests we have here and here tonight and the lovely audience participant who didn't want to be on camera. Now she's got her ass parked right in the middle of it. I'm Neil Perlberg, your host. TC, my co-host.
Yes, sir.
Doing this March is when we started, TC, 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Damn.
Yeah,
time
still
flies.
Still going. This portion of the show is brought to you by your buddy and my friend Jeff Winterhalder.
Yep.
Of North Bay Ford. If you want a Ford, just go see Jeff.
Fords are pretty good.
Don't go around it. You got one.
Yeah, I got one. I love it.
Yeah, just go see Jeff down at North Bay Ford. He'll take care of you.
Yep.
Simple as that. Piece of cake. Where were we? Are we done with Titans? Are we still?
I thought you were getting ready to go to a commercial.
No, we got more time because Trump ended early.
Well, that's great.
So we're off. We're off to the races.
Can we say that again in a couple of years? Anyways, some people around this place like him.
Do you?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I think we're never. I think it's gonna take a long time to recover from Mr. Donald Trump personally.
Okay.
That's my take.
All right. Are we done with Titans? Are you done with Titans?
I got a question.
You came in here like, I got things to say.
Yeah. And
are you going to be done with those guys? Or?
No, I'm totally done with the Titans and Mavericks people. Yeah. I think they attempted to do their job and create something that was cool and dynamic, but they definitely failed, obviously. I think they...
Did you see it coming?
I saw things coming, yeah, pretty much. Okay, so I left the event like in 2013 was the, during my heat in that contest was the last time I surfed Mavericks. After that day and like seeing the conditions that they ran the event and just like the state of my life where I'm at right now, having a kid and not being a professional athlete anymore, having to work, and that wasn't something that I felt was viable for me to be involved in that. That coupled with the crowd factor out there these days right. is just like incredibly like hectic.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden it just wasn't fun anymore.
Right.
So my next thing was, okay, well, Daryl Fleaver-Osco was involved with the Titans of Mavericks, as well as, you know, a bunch of, there's a handful of the main guys that started surfing that event back when it happened that have been Mavericks surfers for years and years. So I figured naturally, like, I'd incorporate what I do as being a boat pilot and captain and having that capability with my own boat to be able to work with them and secure, you know, like a little throwback, a little, right. you know, throw me some butter, give me something out of it.
Right.
And definitely they were like, they weren't into it.
Right.
You know, like they asked for a photo of my boat and I sent it to them and they said, yeah, that's not really the look that we want. And I'm like, really? Okay. For someone that's been surfing Mavericks since 1992, I've got like 20 something years experience. Not only driving my boat up there and dealing with the crowds and surfing there and knowing the break and what's safe and what's not, they decided that my boat wasn't cool enough. And I'm like, hey, yep, thank you, but no thanks.
Yeah. And I think you weren't the only one who got the same message.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. That went around.
Your boat wouldn't be welcome either.
Whether you were a photographer or whatever it was yeah. going on, a lot of people got that same phone call. Like,
thanks. I think like 99% of Half Moon Bay, the community, got shafted on the whole
right.
the whole cartel
yeah.
takeover. You know, no one got a bone. No one right. got a bone. They didn't give anyone anything.
No, nothing back to the community.
No, very little.
Right. When we come back from commercial, I'm going to talk about your first day out of Mavericks 92. You remember that?
Wait, where am I? I'm too old to think.
You are old.
92? We're going back to 92.
Come on, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Josh. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Getting younger by the day.
It was yesterday.
Gets $25 worth of free coffee from People's Coffee, 17 to Bromer. Curtis will take care of you, so will the staff. They have some coffee that will send you through the roof. Neil, TC, our guest tonight, Mr. Happy, Mr. Josh Lawyer, will be right back. Don't go away.
This is Brett and Timmy.
In Claire's Corner. At Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Kaleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO. Or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ONO in PONO.
Hi, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz. We've been selling beach homes along the coast since 1982, and we'd love to help you. Remember, nobody knows the turf near the surf better. Give us a call, and we'd be happy to show you some beach homes. 831-818-7064. Give my wife, Diane, a call or myself at 831-818-7064. And we'll be happy to get you started. Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest handcrafted sandwiches in the county with unique and interesting flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, go fresh or go home, means we take the quality of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day, so you can be sure you are eating the finest grinds in town, like our famous Johnny Utah, Surf City Philly, or Chicken Cowabunga. We also have killer burgers. There's a micro tap room with 8 rotating taps featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952 and check out our new website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com.
It's like respected.
And we are back.
Yes, I agree.
With the Authentic Radio Show, the world's only show dedicated radio show, live radio show, also on TV. I guess you can call it TV.
Whatever.
I don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
The worldwide.
Social media.
Yeah.
We're on Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. Our guest tonight, the one and only Mr. Josh Loy is in the house. We love having Josh here. Hope you're enjoying the sashimi and the light beverages of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask about your first day at Mavs, 92. You said 92, right? Do you remember your first paddle out there?
Yep, I do.
What did you think? Can you since you're now high 40s? High 40s?
Yeah.
Mid 40s?
Yeah.
Say mid 40s. Can you remember back that far?
I can, actually. It was like...
Damn it.
It was obviously a memorable day. I had actually went up there with Richard Schmidt's brother, Dave, and... kind of a weird couple to like, he's kind of a trippy dude, but he had a car and I didn't. And we went up there and we paddled out and I'd end up catching, you know, a half a dozen waves. And I think after the last wave that I caught, I paddled back out to the lineup after like a set had come through. And I looked around and there was no one in the water anymore. Like, I was there by myself in the lineup, like looking around, like I hadn't figured out the whole lineup thing and where the landmarks are and where to be.
Right.
And within minutes, I'm like, oh man, now what? Well, obviously catch a wave in, but, it wasn't like the biggest day ever, but it was definitely,
how big was it?
It was 15 to 18 feet.
Right.
You had a board for it?
Yeah. Actually had a Vince Collier and made me a board for that day. Not for that day, but for the next time, we could go.
Right.
We had heard about it, like, you know, those guys had only surfed it, like, Richard Schmidt, Tom Powers, and Dave Schmidt had gone up there. Everyone's heard the story before, but they had gone up to Ocean Beach to go try to surf, and they ran into Jeff Clark in the parking lot, and Ocean Beach was, like, maxed out. And they're like, okay, now what? You know, they had, like, 8-foot boards, and Jeff Clark said, hey, I know a place that we could go to. It's in Half Moon Bay. So they followed him in their cars and went to the parking lot and walked down the dirt road and paddled out, and they're frickin' freaked out. Like, beyond Waimea was right there. And that was the beginning. And those guys surfed at a couple of sessions and, like, that was kind of the end of that season. The next season, all of us, like, Hound Dogs, Pete Mel, and Flea, and Barney, and Adam Rapogel, whole big group of us, one day went there. And it was weird because Vince Collier had taken all the Flea and Barney guys, Pete Mel guys up there, and Adam, and I kind of missed that boat. And by the time we got there, those guys were already, like, leaving. So it was, like, more of an afternoon session, but definitely memorable.
Remember Vince always saying, I was the only one who had a big enough board.
That's true. He did say it, didn't
he? Yeah. Remember, it was for a while he was riding giant boards.
Right.
And everyone would scratch their head, and then suddenly He was ahead of the curve.
Is that something he said you should be, you know, when you rode his board, did he give that board to you going, this is what you need? Or does that
no,
that,
I...
Or did you say, no, I want
he,
this?
He made it for me.
Did he?
Yeah, because I had, like, I had a year to think about it, or, like, a summer to think about it. And, like, you know, I'd already traveled to Hawaii. I surfed Waimea a couple times, and, like, I already figured out I had that bug, and that's, like, what made me go and, like, what pumped me up. So by the time it happened, it was, like, it was natural. And that was, like, that was probably the first big swell of that year. And back then, we didn't have any, like, internet, like, you know, wave maps and, like, forecasting. It was, like, you literally had some dumb, like, weather radio where you turned it on and you listened for, like, 15 minutes of some robot telling you, like, Half Moon Bay is 15 feet at 17 seconds.
And, like, find the car keys.
And, yeah, and that was it, you know. And they'd tell you some wind something. But there was no, like, oh, and week and a half from now, it's going to be 20 feet.
Right.
And there's going to be good winds or crappy winds.
Right.
It was just like, you know, you'd get like a...
It was bare bones.
It was the Wild West back then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. No jet ski to come.
But you're also, you got to think, you're counting like your stars. You've got to feel blessed that you're able to surf it like that.
No, we surfed it like that for like 10, 15 years. And, right. You know...
And all of a sudden...
20 people would be like, oh my God, it was so crowded. And there was a boat out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one boat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you'd hope there'd be a boat because, like, you get a shot in the magazine.
Right.
And that's, you know, that was part of it, too. It was fun and exciting, and I loved doing it, but it was also my job at the time. So, you know, you're kind of double dipping. You know, you're having fun but getting paid to do it.
Did you have a favorite photographer out there? Because many of them that took photos. Is there one that you...
The first day that I ever surfed the place, I got a photo published by Bob Barber.
Right.
In Surfer Mag, and it was like a half page shot, but it was like kind of cool, like, you know, because back then, I don't know, I wouldn't see the photo till it ran in the magazine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't know like how big the waves look. They look big, but I didn't know what the photo looked till I saw it in the magazine. And the first photo that I saw of me out there was like, holy crap, that was a big wave, you know, like for my standards.
Right.
Well, and it was still so new back then, too. You know, like photos, now you see a Maverick shot and you say, oh, it's Mavericks. But back then, every shot was
unique.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Now everybody, you know, all the guys do the shot from the left looking at the right. You know, it's a dynamic shot. And, like, I think, like, the only, like, real cover shot that I got in Surfing Magazine was taken from that angle by Frank Chiardi, and it was like an awesome, it was like the coolest shot I've ever had of myself. But now everybody's like, that's the money shot. That's what you go and do.
Right. You guys do you still have a Mavericks board?
I've got like five of them. I don't want to use them anymore. Not really.
Not sure what you want to do with them?
I don't want to sell them, but like, I don't know. Maybe I'll like have like a, not a midlife crisis, but like what, like a, three-quarter life crisis?
A middle peak crisis?
Maybe like, yeah, maybe when I'm like...
You would buy that, dude.
When I'm like 65, I'll be like, I'm doing this, kids.
I call it a middle peak crisis.
For somebody listening right now, like a kid or somebody, you know, beginning surfing, doesn't surf, the one thing about Mavericks that you can't tell from reading a magazine or, you know, a YouTube video, can you give somebody an experience that you could share?
No, but I could give some advice. Like, over the past couple of years of going up there and working on boats and not being directly involved in surfing it, just like, you know, bringing newcomer surfers out there, or being a support boat for a group of guys that are surfing, or bringing photo guys or video guys. The last few years, I've just realized like how dependent all these guys are on their like inflation vest and like. They're padded wetsuits and all this crap. It's just like, when we were doing it, you know, if the water was warm, we'd wear like a 3-2 or a 3-mil wetsuit with no flotation and no nothing. And then like in the like late 90s, when we were towing it a bunch, we didn't wear life jackets, which is like really stupid. But like, we just didn't know. Like, Laird and those guys weren't doing that at Jaws. Why would we?
Right.
But now I just see, like, the skill level is, like, there's so many guys that should not be doing it. And I would suggest, like, to anybody that wants to do it, go get pounded at, like, the biggest wave that you have in your hometown without a life jacket and without your blow-up vest. Go see what it's like to get, like, really destroyed and fear for your life. And then go there and think about, like, surfing that wave without your flotation vest and without that security and see how you want to handle it. Because it's really weird. Like, you'll see 10 waves ridden and 10 guys, like, eat it to death.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God, that guy's dead. And then he pulls his cords and he's popped up like a balloon and there he is. And there's a guy on a jet ski pulling him back out. He doesn't even have to paddle to get back out. When we were doing it, we, like, get washed through the rocks and, like, oh, your leash broke. Your day is done, dude.
Start swimming.
Start swimming to the beach because your board's gone.
Right.
Start swimming to the beach and, like, put your tail between your legs and walk to your truck and drive home.
Did you ever have your bell rung? You have a concussion at all?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Mm. I blew a knee out once. Right. I had a pretty good record there. Like, people called me a sissy, but, like, I was, like, the 90% guy. Like, I think I, like, dedicated my skill level to, like, being in the right spot.
Right.
And I knew the waves that I could get and ride and not eat it. And if there's anything more than, like, 10 or 15% chance of, like, dying, I'd pull back and I wouldn't go. And I just see the same guys just eating it over and over and over again.
Well, that's a topic we talk about here all the time, especially with the crowds, is that there's people out there, like, you know, your first or second day, you're not getting one of the good ones, so you're going to be relishing the crappy waves that probably shouldn't even be ridden.
No, totally not.
Okay. And that's how people are going to get hurt.
Yep.
We're going to get a break. But after break, we're going to come back and talk about the message to Stretch from Josh Lawyer. You know Stretch is in bed right now. Probably got a cigar in one hand and a vodka tonic in the other, but he's sleeping. Got a message to Stretch from Josh. We just... Quick, make one up, Mr. Lawyer. Mr. Happy's in the house. Woo! Caller number one gets free coffee from People's Coffee. We just mentioned that before. But you know what? Before we get a break, I'm going to take this call real quick. Tracy, you there from Scotts Valley? Oh, Troy. You there?
Hey, how much time I got? Like a minute?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
If you're good, you can maybe give me more. If you're terrible, you're gone.
Well, anyway, you were talking about the Schmitz.
Yeah.
And, I'm from Scotts Valley. I used to go to school with all the Schmitz, Richard and David.
Okay.
Here's a trivia question.
Okay.
What is the name of the older brother? There's three Schmidt brothers.
Hmm.
Well, there's...
Well, his name would be Conrad Schmidt.
Conrad, and then the next one is Raymond.
Richard, and then there's
Richard, David, Conrad, and Raymond.
There's four?
Yeah.
What else do you need to know?
I mean, what's the dad's name?
Oh, he was a big Jesse Unruh fan.
He was
a Reverend Schmidt, and he had a big wooden cross, and he walked around with his big white hair and everything.
Yeah, so you could smoke it, or you could season your food with it. Herb.
Too bad you don't have my balls, dude. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, this... Well, I didn't know there was Raymond.
Troy with balls from Scotts Valley. What was the first guy?
Oh, was Raymond a server? Is he served?
No, just Dave and Bird.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Neil and
Dave and Richard.
Richie, yeah.
Neil and TC with Herb and Troy.
And
the
a quick thing about Mavs, remember?
Where?
Vince called. Richie was in Hawaii, and he's like, we found the spot. Get back and bring your guns. Remember? And Richie's like, what the heck?
That's right. Be right back after a very short break. Our guest tonight, Mr. Josh Lawyer. Don't go away.
We'll be right back. Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
Oh, we're back. This is Neil TC with the Off the Lip Radio Show. 479-1080. Anybody else can give us a call tonight. We love the phone calls we've had so far. We've had Troy, and we've had... Who was the first guy?
Oh, man.
I don't know. He was a beauty. So...
Oh, that was the one that was busting Skin Dog.
Oh, yeah. I like that guy.
Roasted Skin Dog.
Yeah.
Told Skin Dog to get some balls.
Stop beating up kids at Capitola Beach.
Oh, this is Nick from Royal Oaks. Let's take another call. Three for three. Here we go. Nick from Royal Oaks. Okay, hi, folks. Thanks. What's happening?
Well, I had an old Chevy Love, the last one they had. I drove around with a little sticker on. And it was Josh Loya. And it said, live the surf, love. And it was like something like that. And this guy had little dimples on it. This guy's neat. Even now he's got these slab lines. And I don't know, maybe it's cleaned up, but he's still a neat dude. So when it was a reflector thing. When did Jay get out there? What error? I mean, when you...
Oh, Moriarty?
It's Jay.
All right, we'll find out.
It was a secret from the movie, as far as I saw it.
All right. We can ask Josh. Thanks, Nick, for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
You got a sticker. Do you have stickers?
I had a sticker that said, live to surf, surf to die, or live to something weird.
Nick had it on his car.
It was in one of those gumball machines.
Really?
And a friend of mine found one, like, at Day's Market, and he's like, dude, I saw your photo in this sticker. And I think I still have one.
Wow. But, well, like, I mean, look at Nick.
What would you have on your... Remembers. If you had a sticker today, what would it say on the sticker?
Here we go.
Where am I?
Is that... And, of course, you got paid for that sticker, right?
Oh, God, tons. at least, like, 13 quarters or something.
Hey, I have a cold water sticker of Josh. I mean, a poster.
Yeah,
of Josh.
You got one of those?
I love that poster, yeah. What year was that? 89 or something?
That was 89.
89 cold water.
Yeah.
Josh was the poster boy. And you were.
Sponsored by Pepsi. That
yes,
one.
It was sponsored.
Did you get free Pepsi?
And Isuzu.
No. You still, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, Isuzu sponsored that one.
Yep.
Where'd that car company go?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, that poster was amazing. And I still have, it's actually in our mall store on display, so anyone listening can see that poster on display. But I look at that, and it's still such a cool poster.
Yeah. I mean, I saw our good buddy Skin Dog, like, threw it on Facebook a while ago, like the actual O'Neill ad, and I hadn't seen it in so long. Like, I don't know where my, like, cool portfolio of all my photos are anymore, but yeah, it was a cool, kind of a cool photo, like super colorful and like,
and you're
weird. Not wearing booties at the lane, like, that doesn't happen. Maybe that was the last day, maybe.
Bright colors, but in that era, you had, I think, one of the, and I'm saying this with from me and my honest opinion, you had, one of the best top turns of anyone in this town, so well done in that. Yeah, and it represents, in that poster at that time, it's represented.
Yeah.
You're going straight up, and and that's, yeah, I mean, you've always had such an aggressive style when, I think, at the forefront of it, so congrats to that.
You know, he's Mr. Happy. He's a happy guy. He's different. You think he's different? I'm scorecarding right now. He's different. Last time he was in, he was miserable.
Yeah.
You know, but he
was kinda, I really?
Yeah, you weren't happy.
I teed him up for you.
You did. You did. You got him. Oh, yeah, you licked him up.
Whoa.
Nice going. Huh?
Now,
is that going to happen later on?
He's especially happy.
Is that happening?
No. No.
Just we want to know on the radio. It's fresh news.
No.
You
remember,
talk radio.
Fighting and fornication make good radio.
Damn straight.
Jerry Springer was good.
That's not happening?
Well.
All right. No, now he's happy. Should be a, you know, happy lawyer sticker.
Josh, currently you're working crab, correct?
Yep.
And I've been hearing terrible crab fishery reports. Is what's going on with that?
Well, crabbing this year started off pretty badly. One of the worst years that any of the guys, the old timers that have been doing it for a long time, pretty much agree. It's like never been this bad.
Well,
Then we came into, what is it? A La Nina?
El Nino.
That was last year.
This is like we get
cousins.
We've got like 100 inches of rain in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Like, I think it's they're saying it's the California's wettest record.
Right.
Ever.
And snow hasn't melted yet.
It hasn't even started that.
Mm-mm. So are we gonna have a good salmon season in a couple of years? Is that the plan now?
It'll take more than a couple of years, and Lake Oroville like lost all their fish.
Yeah.
Through the dam, down that spillway.
I imagine a lot of hatcheries took a brunt of these storms.
They did.
We gotta go.
Wow!
See how
fast these shows go by.
I know, Josh. You're fun to have on the radio. We gotta have him come back, Josh Lawyer Part 3.
Let's
LOYARRR Lawyer Part 3. But
and happy birthday to Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah.
The mystery audience member. Thank her for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to have a mystery audience.
You know, she almost came on the air.
Very close, because she had a lot to say, but
she's
like clammed up when the light turned on.
Her theory on the Titans thing was top notch.
Very good.
Yeah.
Next week, and I have to invite everyone next week. Next week, the one and only, the only man that's been on our show with wearing a tie, Dr. Doug Hessler, the Surfer's Ear magician. If you think you got Surfer's Ear, you know if you have Surfer's Ear because you can't hear a damn thing and it's painful. He is the guy.
He'll be here
next week. And he's bringing his otoscope, I think it is.
He looked in my ear and
he took you right to his...
He goes, we're going straight to my office.
I know. He did surgery on you an hour after the show. So he's going to give free Surfer's Ear checks after the show next week, which he does every time he comes on the show.
Mm-hmm. So if you want your ears checked, come on down after the show.
You don't need Obamacare, you don't need Medicare, you don't need any care.
When he puts the camera in there, and you can actually see,
what's going on?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. So he's bringing that down. So if you want to come down and get your ears checked next week, Dr. Doug.
He found a dinosaur in my ear.
No, he found a Volkswagen in your ear, dude.
He was like, what the hell's in there?
You get your ears fixed.
I know. Hey,
can I plug Dr. Beckett?
You need
to get him in here.
I know, I do. Yeah. I told him, he says, too busy.
Beckett's my guy.
Yeah, well, I tried to get an appointment with him, and they said, we could see you in 4 months. And I'm like, I think I've got a tumor growing on my leg, and it's like the size of a watermelon.
Well, I did that with Dr. Hetzler. He says, he's booked for 3 months. And then I said, Doc, I need to see you now.
Brought him a sandwich.
No, he says, okay, be here at noon, go to Subway, get me a foot long, ham and cheese. He picked out everything he wanted, and I did. I got the exact sandwich he wanted. I went in there at noon.
And he ate a sandwich.
You got my sandwich? I go, here's your sandwich. Then he looked in my ears.
No, Dr. Beckett is, you know what? You know what's great is, before we go off the air, Dr. Beckett and Dr. Hetzler, if you're a surfer in this town, those are your guys. That's your mechanics for your human body.
They need to be in your iPhone.
Yes, I agree.
Star Benny, too.
And we got Hetzler on next week.
Yeah. Star Benny?
Yes.
Are we going? We just mowed the sashimi.
Mowed
the sashimi
down.
We'll
go up there and have an antipasto and a glass of vino.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go up to Star Benny. We go there after every show.
Yep.
Josh is coming, and the mystery audience member is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Professor Engineer. I want to thank all the sponsors. The show. It's been a fun show. It's always great to have Mr. Happy here.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Oh, but he forgot to give Stretch his message.
Oh! Hi, Stretch.
You got 30 seconds.
What's Stretch's message? I love you, man.
No comment.
No comment for the Stretch.
That sums it up.
This has been Neil TC with the Off Lip Radio Show. Thank you for listening, and I will see you tomorrow night with the Hour Lock Radio Show and next week with Dr. Doug Tetzler. Thanks for listening, everybody, and good night to you all.
Woohoo! From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Rodriguez, President Trump stuck to the script and looked, presidential.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country.
In his first speech before a joint session of Congress, he talked about health care, immigration, education, tax cuts, and America's allies.
We strongly support NATO, an alliance forged through the bonds of two world wars that dethroned fascism and the Cold War and defeated communism. But our partners must meet their financial obligations.
CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
I did not hear a lot of news in this speech. No announcements or policy proposals different from what he said in the past. Mainly, it was a restatement of an agenda that by now Americans are quite familiar with. Lots of lopsided applause lines in his speech. Mostly, it was people on the right side of the chamber standing up, not the left.
The Democratic response to the speech from former Kentucky Governor Stephen Beshear, who took on plans to get rid of Obamacare.
Does the Affordable Care Act need some repairs? Sure it does. But so far, every Republican idea to replace the Affordable Care Act would reduce the number of Americans covered, despite your promises to the contrary.
Many Democratic women lawmakers wore white tonight as a tribute to suffragette protests and gave thumbs down to the president as he spoke. Two people now confirmed dead after a tornado touched down in Perry County, Missouri. Kevin Fribbs witnessed another in nearby Ottawa, Illinois.
It was scary. The sirens went off and we did have warning, maybe 10 minutes at the most, and then it hit. You could hear it, like they say, sound like a train. Real loud.
One of the tornadoes slammed into a nursing home, but injuries were minor because residents had been evacuated to a local school. Storm Prediction Center is warning more tornadoes are possible with winds above 111 miles an hour until 4 a.m. Central Time. Volunteers spent today cleaning up vandalism at a Jewish cemetery in Philadelphia.
People of all religions and races spent the day raking leaves and brush, cataloging headstones knocked over, and mapping graves. Bob lives in the area and spent time working on the desecrated grave of a 21-year-old Marine who died in 1945.
Trying to get the adhesive off so when they remount it, mounts flush against the stone.
Students, neighbors, and business owners like Michael also pitched in.
There's a lot of land here, and I figured if I can help in any way whatsoever, I'd do it.
And Ed, a local karate teacher.
This is just another act of bullying, another act perpetrated against people who can't defend for themselves, can't even speak for themselves.
Kristen Johansson, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Dow's 12-day winning streak over. It closed down 25 points. This is CBS News.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Charles Huskins. Olivet Nazarene University believes that an education unlocks a person's potential. They believe an educated person has a positive impact on his or her community. They believe that education is not something to be contained, but imparted to the world. They believe in you. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. Olivet Nazarene University. Where you are to where you will be.
A TV set? Who needs one? CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
YouTube may be looking to steal subscribers away from the big cable providers with its own TV service. The New York Post reports that YouTube will launch a TV bundle for $30 to $40 per month, a move which would echo other bundles from Sling, Sony, and AT&T. YouTube rules the internet when it comes to videos, with the Wall Street Journal reporting that more than 1 billion hours of videos are watched on the site every day.
Are you ready, elite shoppers? First Lady Melania Trump in black for her husband's address to Congress tonight. The belted skirt suit was embroidered with sequins, the handiwork of Michael Kors. WWD says first daughter Ivanka wore a $4,000 off-the-shoulder fuchsia sheath from French designer Roland Murray. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best betting in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BowlandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BowlandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.